This is KVNF's regional newscast for Thursday, June 17th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Stage 1 fire restrictions begin today on all Bureau of Land Management territory managed by the Tres Rios and Uncompahgre field offices, as well as in the White River National Forest. That means campfires are only allowed in designated fire grates at developed campgrounds, no smoking except within an enclosed vehicle or building, no use of explosive materials, and no welding unless the area has been cleared of vegetation, among other rules. Delta County School Board meets tonight at 6. The agenda includes a reconsideration of comprehensive human sexuality education after it was rejected in May in a secret vote. They're also expected to review open meeting policies in light of a threatened lawsuit by the nonprofit Delta County Citizens Report. And the CDPHE released metrics on the COVID Delta variant on Tuesday. Mesa County has 164 Delta variant cases out of the state's total of 262. The Delta variant is 50% more contagious than the original coronavirus, and the CDC is now listing it as a variant of concern. Mesa County is seeing a higher number of deaths compared to similarly sized counties. As of Monday, Mesa County reported 9 June deaths, with 18 in May. On Wednesday, Senator Michael Bennet testified in support of the CORE Act at a Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee hearing. Here are highlights from his remarks.
The most important thing to know about the CORE Act is that it was not written in Washington, D.C. It was written by Coloradans on the ground, in conference rooms, on kitchen tables, and at trailheads across our state over the past decade. The CORE Act combines 4 proposals that, taken together, would protect over 400,000 acres of public land in Colorado. This includes new wilderness, recreation, and conservation areas, and lasting protections for iconic landscapes like the Thompson Divide, where Teddy Roosevelt came to hunt in 1905. Just months after establishing the U.S. Forest Service. This bill also provides a new historic designation for Camp Hale, a site where the 10th Mountain Division trained to become America's first military climbers and skiers. When these soldiers deployed to Europe from Camp Hale, their specialized training and experience in the Colorado High Country helped them rout Nazi forces in the mountains of northern Italy, clearing a path to victory in the Second World War. After the war, this greatest generation, the 10th Mountain veterans, returned home to Colorado and launched the outdoor industry we know and love today. Protecting Camp Hale would not only honor this incredible history and legacy, but also the veterans who continue to find peace and solace in our outdoors. The CORE Act is broadly supported by Coloradans because they're the ones who wrote it. Every provision in this bill reflects thoughtful collaboration between county commissioners, businesses, ranchers, sportsmen, and conservationists who spent day after day working together to iron out their differences. They brokered compromises, they adjusted boundaries and modified designations until the CORE Act reflected their shared priorities. The result is a balanced piece of legislation that enjoys the full support of 7 counties, the 12 towns and cities, and the state of Colorado that are affected by this. It also has the support from countless outdoor businesses, hunters and anglers, mountain bikers, and the conservation community. The CORE Act is a testament to the hard work and commitment of people in my state who care deeply about protecting our public lands. They know how much public lands matter to our economy, our heritage, and our way of life. This bill is their best effort to strengthen and sustain that legacy for the next generation of Americans and Coloradans.
That's Senator Michael Bennet introducing his CORE Act in a U.S. Senate committee yesterday. Recently, an unknown off-highway vehicle driver left the road next to Lake San Cristobal and drove onto the lakeshore where they weren't permitted to go, damaging vegetation and leaving behind ruts across the shoreline. Laura Palmisano spoke to Hinsdale County Commissioner Christine Borchers about the county's response to the damage, including installing a barrier and efforts to educate OHV users.
The county's response is to place some cones on Monday, reiterating where those OHVs are supposed to stay. And our road and bridge crew will be placing bigger boulders out there this following week. We're also working with the Lake Fork Valley Conservancy to assess that damage and come up with a revegetation plan. There'll be some signage put out there, some temporary signage, as well as some more permanent signage. Just on the Y's, we don't want to impact that area.
This isn't the first time an OHV has caused damage in an area it's not supposed to be in. Last year, there were issues with OHVs going off the Alpine Loop and driving out on the tundra. How is the county working to prevent these types of incidents?
The biggest message is that this is completely unacceptable. Our tundra areas, we are working to protect. Our lakeshore, we are working to protect. And I think that we all bear some of that responsibility in education and personal stewardship. So we, as a community, are working closely with our public lands managers to increase enforcement, both with our Hinsdale County Sheriff and with our BLM and Forest Service partners. We are working to have more volunteer-staffed kiosks to provide educational materials directly to users. We did pass an ordinance to double the fines, essentially, for those who are breaking the rules in our community and in our county. We have implemented a education campaign called Know Before You Go and are really seeking everyone's help in distributing those materials, whether it's a lodge owner or the Chamber of Commerce. So we're really trying to hit enforcement, education, more people and eyes out there to, you know, make sure that everyone is following the rules. And I think the other piece is then we're making a physical barrier where there needs to be physical barriers.
How are you going to make these physical barriers on the Alpine Loop?
Four counties have worked together, Hinsdale, Ouray, San Juan, and San Miguel. And we received some state trails funding just in the last month to install rock barriers in the tundra areas that are of highest concern. And so our road and bridge departments are working with BLM and Forest Service to determine where those would go. We can't be everywhere all the time, and we can't install boulders everywhere. And so I think that what we're really doing is asking for an upswell of people who really care about our natural resources and who are working to protect those, and an educated visitor group of our OHV travelers to really pay attention to those rules and really adhere to those.
In Hinsdale County, there is a local group that works to educate the public on what is allowed and what isn't allowed when it comes to off-highway vehicles. Last year, this group had checkpoints where people would drive through and they'd say, these are the rules about what's allowed, what isn't allowed. Is that group going to do the same thing this year?
Yes, that group is going to be stationed at the ULA, which is a little ghost town area just outside of town. And they'll be doing those voluntary stops, providing information to visitors, answering questions, and providing the rules sort of before OHV travelers come into the community of Lake City.
That does it for Thursday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.